Hello.
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 That's four hellos from four very happy people who have been attending the listener opening night of the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival. It's our second nightly wrap-up. And I have to say, the opening night was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. But I'm not going to start with me. I'm going to say, Bronwyn, what did you enjoy about the opening night?
We're sitting on the third floor? Third floor. And there's an enormous shiny power shell above us on the roof. It's the most beautiful iridescent thing I've ever seen, and it's quite mesmerising. Equally mesmerising tonight was Colm Torbin's beautiful Irish accent. I loved the way he read. We had a series of readings by the different speakers. Just gorgeous. His language is beautiful, and the way he writes is beautiful, and his speech is beautiful. I also found the leather chairs on the stage to be very visually appealing, I have to say. I thought they looked very writery.
Well, Colm even sung for us. It was a complete Irish performance, I thought, and his rhythm and his timing was brilliant. Roberta, highlights for you of the listener opening night?
The opening night for me was really important because it gave me a chance to meet some of the authors that I'm going to be interviewing tomorrow. But first of all, it started off with Thomas Keneally. I found I got a bit distracted in his reading. He read from two different books, I think, and the Australian one reminded me a lot of Bruce Chatwin, The Songlands, and so I sort of went off on my own little pluck there, but it was great to hear him speaking. The second one was Emily Perkins, and she did a very, very brave thing where she did a reading from a book which hasn't, well, it's not nearly anywhere near being published yet, and this is apparently a very unusual thing to do. It didn't quite work for me. It was incredibly descriptive writing, and it did have a very slow build-up to quite a dramatic finish, but it was quite long. Then the great big highlight for Roberta, to see Lionel Shriver in the flesh. And she... Actually, Bronwyn asked me, how do I feel having now seen both Lionel Shriver and William Dalrymple? Well, I feel actually a lot better. She came across as a very human person, incredibly bright and also very well spoken. Her reading was beautifully, beautifully read. She chose quite a prickly section of the book to read to an audience whom she probably didn't know its exact composition, but it's the only part of the book where there is really any description of sex, and she went into every detail and she did not leave out a single word, and every naughty word you can think of was there. William Dalrymple, who did a splendid reading and got people to laugh and rollicked through three different books of his, and I'm really looking forward to meeting him and asking him some questions about his latest book, Nine Lives.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Lionel Shriver, I think, stole the show for me, and she used a line in her reading which I think really summed it up: beguiling barbarity. I think that's very, very much her style in two words. She just draws you in and then she could swat you like a fly. Fascinating and cold and amazing all at the same time. Marion, highlights for you?
Well, I was just amazed at how much these writers are actually performers as well, and they're really brave. They put themselves out there, you know, to actually get up there and read their works. And so the stars for me were Colm Torbin, and who's, I want to hear him sing some more. He was singing a snatch of a beautiful Irish song in Irish, so that was neat. And William Dalrymple was a complete performer. And I thought, like the others, that I have a different, warmer view of Lionel now I've heard her read from that book. And it was interesting seeing them all on stage, the different ways they sat in those little leather chairs. And I wrote it down. I wrote that Emily Perkins sat quite relaxed with a right leg over left. Colm Torbin was leaning back with both arms on the chair arms, quite a relaxed, open pose. Lionel Shriver had a right leg over her left and holding her knee in a very tense position, both before and after she read. And William Dalrymple was totally relaxed, had his left leg over his right knee, most relaxed.
He just about had it over his shoulder.
Yeah. Maybe those yogis have had some effect on him or something. Big ups to them because, yeah, they do really put themselves out on the line there. and it was a great evening.
I've always thought that hearing a writer read their work gives you a totally new insight into what it must be for them writing their work as well. I think hearing them read makes a real difference. Bronwyn, the rest of your day, how was it spent?
I have had a brilliant day. What you actually said about hearing them read what they've written immediately springs to mind David Levithan, who is my new best friend of the day. I went to three sessions this morning, all of them school ones, John Carey, Charlie Higson and David Levithan. And then I polished off my day quite early on in the afternoon by interviewing David in the foyer of the hotel. He in particular read a piece that on the paper I think possibly could cause some raised eyebrows, lots of let's say descriptive language, and he just did it so well and so beautifully. The kids were fascinated, the teachers possibly appalled, and it just breathed whole new levels of meaning into everything, really. Just great. And Charlie Higson the same. He's a performer anyway because he's a TV star, but to hear him talking about zombies and lurching around and James Bond and movies, all of those things were brilliant, and I think the kids really, really enjoyed it. And John Carey, who is not someone that you would imagine would be particularly attractive to reams of school children, they were pretty mesmerised by him as well. I think his beautiful voice and what he was talking about and the fact that it was such... I mean, Lord of the Flies is a truly dreadful book, and I think the kids kind of really get off on that. And I think they also just loved that he was this beautiful, gentle, older man with a gorgeous English voice, and they were really kind of drawn into that as well. So I've had a great day.
Roberta, the rest of your day? Some more firsts, I understand.
Now, my day went from real highs to real lows, and I had an experience which I absolutely know for sure that no other person in the world has ever had before or will ever have again. I went up to the top of the Sky Tower in order to prepare my questions for my interview with William Dalrymple. So that sets me apart already. And then while I was sitting there eating my Louise cake with my cappuccino, a bungee jumper dropped down from the side of the building and gesticulated and I think pulled a tongue at me, but I might be exaggerating a little bit there. So that was a really amazing experience to have at the beginning of my day. That was a high. The low was then that I was dumped by William Dalrymple and couldn't do the interview in the afternoon, and that interview has now been postponed until tomorrow, so hopefully I'll be interviewing him at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Then I potted along to the David Levithan talk, and that was great. I really enjoyed that, but I have written about that on the blog, so I won't go into that in too much detail. Yeah, that was my day. Great day.
Sounds awesome. Maren, you had a bit of an adventure today too.
I started off joining Bronwyn at John Carey session, which was great, and I thought, gosh, if I'd had a teacher or a lecturer like him, I'd have been in hock heaven. He was so good at talking to the kids and with the kids without talking down to them, and any of the kids that were brave enough to answer a question, I think the way he treated them, they would have just felt such a buzz and so much confidence that, you know, he respected their opinions. And yeah, I was very impressed. I then hopped in a taxi and went off to interview Tui Flower in her house in Mount Eden, and that was just an awesome experience. Tui is an 84-year-old legend, and I've written my fan blog and taken what I think is the best photo taken in the whole festival. I then had a lovely interview with John Carey, who was just such a nice man, and you know, we really got into some good book talk at the end. And you know, Oxford professors, they don't just read the classics, they are into their thrillers as well, and so that was great for a public librarian. And then to General Ward, it's the first read through of Dave Armstrong's new play. It only has two characters. The two actresses are Catherine Wilkin and Keisha Castle Hughes. And they just sat up on a raised platform with the director, who sort of set the scene, and then they just read from their scripts. And at the end, Dave Armstrong came up and talked a bit about his process and answered some questions. And it was a thoroughly absorbing thing. So awesome day.
That sounds fantastic. You know, it's truly a festival when you get to go and see playwrights and actors and different things and performers that are on TV and things like that and rub shoulders with the stars. And Gentleman John, as I call him, seems like a bit of a hit, almost as much of a hit as Tereda. That's it for our nightly wrap-up for tonight. There'll be another one tomorrow night. We've got a full day of programming on. Please keep your comments coming on the blog. We love to get those. Check out the photos on Flickr, and we'll see you on the blog.
Bye.
Bye.